As we find ourselves in Chamisha Asar B'Av, the 15th day of the month of Av, about which the Talmud relates that many good things took place on this day over the course of generations, and that is why it is considered a great Yom Tov. On this occasion, we will refer to the Rebbe's insights about Chamisha Asar B'Av. To begin with, citing the Mishnah in the Talmud, in the Tractate of Tainus 26b, the Mishnah cites the following. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel said, there were no days as joyous for the Jewish people as the 15th of Av and as Yom Kippur. As on them the daughters of Yerushalayim would go out in white clothes, and as the Mishnah discusses further, and then in the Gemara itself, that they went out to find their match, their soulmate. Still here is the concept in Igeya to Chamisha Asar B'Av as it is quoted in the Mishnah, etc. In the year Tavshin Lamed Hei, 1975, we find that the Rebbe introduced a new era of initiatives regarding the 3 weeks and the 9 days, and in order to convert them to positivity. In Tavshin Lamed Hei, 1975, the Rebbe advised to make siyumim on a tractate in the Talmud through the 9 days up to Tisha B'Av, and also on Tisha B'Av, on a tractate which is allowed to be learned on Tisha B'Av. And this was to generate a joy of Torah. The Torah is mesameach, the lev, mesamche lev, they bring joy to the heart, which is permissible for all year round. The following year, Tavshin Lamed Vav, 1976, the Rebbe advised that Yidden should study the laws of the Beis HaMikdash and the verses in the prophets, in Yecheskel, etc. This reflects what the Medrash relates, that Hashem told the prophet Yecheskel that by studying the laws, the dimensions of the Beis HaMikdash, it is considered, as Hashem said, that my house is not destroyed. Beisi ain't a bottle. In another Medrash it says that anyone who studies the topics of the Beis HaMikdash, it is considered as he is involved in building the Beis HaMikdash. Likewise, it was in that same very year, Tavshin Lamed Hei, the first year when the Rebbe initiated the first Inyan, which is basically making Siyumim and Gemaras, that the Rebbe selected the 15th day of Menachem Av, the 15th of Av, to Fabreng with Chassidim, during which he would deliver Torah insights in a special discourse explaining in depth the uniqueness of the 15th of Av. And from that year and on, the Rebbe would quite often fabring on this day. The Rebbe explains the uniqueness of the 15th of Av as follows. We will cite it here briefly. There were no days as joyous for the Jewish people as the 15th of Av and as Yom Kippur. The question is, why is it so unique? In addition to what the Talmud discusses. The explanation based on Kabbalah, Eitz Chaim, Pri Eitz Chaim, because it is a full moon, the 15th of the month, of the Hebrew month, is always a full moon, and the Jewish nation is compared to the moon. If so, the Rebbe continues, the full moon is in every month. Every month has a full moon. And especially that we stress that there was no such Yomim Tevim as Chamisha Asar B'Av and Yom Kippur, which means that it's even superior, more than Pesach and Sukkot, which are also on the 15th of the month, and they also have a full moon. So the answer that Chassidus explains is a famous quote, Yiridat Seirach Aliyah. A descent is for the purpose of an elevation of ascent. And the greater the descent, the greater the elevation. Therefore, Chassidus explains, because Tisha B'Av is a greater descent than other times in the year, it was a day which, historically speaking, many sad events took place for the Jewish nation, already from the time of the Meraglim when the spies were sent to Eretz Yisrael, and in addition to that, also in Jewish history over the years. Therefore, when the 15th of the month of Av arrives, which is a full moon, it expresses an elevation more than all other months in the year, because this comes after the descent, which was a very low and very grave descent, which was on Tisha B'Av. And therefore, Chamisha Sabav, the Shleimus of the Levana, the full moon, which symbolizes also Am Yisrael. So this reflects the elevation of Am Yisrael from their descent, spiritual and physical. We will, in Mirtz Hashem, continue in the next installment. Behemshech, in reference to the earlier installment regarding the 15th of Av, we now continue with installment number 2, discussing various insights from the Rebbe on the 15th of Av. The first point is one that the Rebbe spoke at the 20th of Av, Fabrengen. The 20th of Av is the day of the Yortzeit, the Yilula of the Rebbe's father, and this was in Tovshin Yud Aleph, 1951. And the Rebbe said the following amongst the sichas that the Rebbe spoke that evening. It is known that after Tisha B'Av, which is when the days of mourning end, and in particular from the 15th of Av and on, begins a new era, a new Seder in the Anhoge of Bnei Yisrael, of Am Yisrael. It is mentioned explicitly at the conclusion of Masechta Tainis, the Tractate of Tainis in the Talmud, in regards to Chamisha Osar Be'av, in the year to the 15th of Av, that Mekan Ve'elech the Meisiv Yosef. Rashi explains this means that a person adds more in the evening in the study of Torah. And when a person adds more in the study of Torah, as the evenings, the nights are becoming longer, so this will also bring about an increase in the life of the person. Which means that the Seder of the increase in Limud HaTorah at night, as it's mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, begins from Chamisha Sabi'ov, and it continues like this a whole year. Then the Rebbe adds another point. It is known that Chamisha Sabi'ov is the beginning of a new era for the whole coming year, as it is explained in Svarim, that Chamisha Sabi'ov, the numerical value of the three words Chamisha Sabi'ov, and is begematria ksiva vachsimateve, which means to be inscribed and sealed for a good year. And the Rebbe concludes this is a pelusha gematria, mentioned from the Munkacher. The Rebbe mentioned this numerical value quite often. Interesting to note, on a side note, that this is also reflected in regards to halacha in Shemitah, that the 44 days before Rosh Hashanah is also a cutoff point of a new period, and the 44 days before Rosh Hashanah is the 16th of Av, which means this is right after Chamisha Sabav, it's already a phase of preparing for the new year. And that is when people wish each other Ksiva Vachsimateva, as the Rebbe mentioned it in Siches. Another point in regards to Chamisha Sabav, this was a sicha in Tovshin Lametes, 1979. It expresses the union of Achdus Yisrael, the unity of Am Yisrael. Firstly, as the Talmud describes, the dance that the Eibishter will make together with Yidden, and a dance in a circle, a mochel, shows that there's no beginning, there's no end, everyone is equal in one round circle. It shows the union of Achdus Yisrael. In addition to that, some of the events that happened on this day in the past express the unity of Am Yisrael regarding to the Hutru Shvatim Love Zebazeh, that Shvatim, tribes, were permitted to assimilate with each other, and Derech Zeh Benigiah to Binyamin, which express the unity of Am Yisrael. As mentioned, that the Talmud, and particularly in the Mishnah, is stated, Lehoyo Yomim Tevim Yisrael, there weren't such Yomim Tevim to Yidden as Hamishas above and Yem HaKippurim. So the Rebbe elaborates, this means that the Yom Tev is a Yom Tev of such that it increases the life of the person. And this is not Shavuos, which is Man Matan Torah, not Yom Kippur, which is when the second set of the Luchos, the tablets, were given, but in particular the Chamishas above. And the Rebbe explains what is the difference between Yom HaKippurim and Chamishas above, and why is it that Chamishas above is on a higher level. The Rebbe says as follows, Yom HaKippurim comes after a gradual Aveda, a service over the course of 40 days, beginning from Rish Chedesh Elul, when a person elevates from one level to another. First is the first section of Chedesh Elul, the first the beginning of the Aveda, then comes Yemei HaSlichas, and then comes Rish Hashanah, and then comes the 10 days of repentance, Aser Shemei Tshuva, till Yom Kippur, till eventually Ni'ilah, the closing prayer, the closing tefillah of Yom Kippur, at which its conclusion we announce Hashem Hu Elikim, because this is the completion, this is the climax of all the elevations. And after that, it is drawn down from the seven heavens down to earth till we announce Lishona Haba Birushalayim. On the other hand, when it comes to Chamishas above, it comes right after Tisha B'Av. And Tisha B'Av was a very low descent. And nevertheless, when it comes to Chamishas above, there is an ascent, a full moon, which shows that it was a jump. It wasn't a gradual elevation as it is from Elul to Yom Kippur. That in a Maimed HaMatzav, in a situation of Laila, a darkness, which is from Tisha B'Av Anan, we then increase in the Limud HaTorah, and B'Meila, this accomplishes a very positive light, in contrast to the descent in which Yidden found themselves in Tisha B'Av. An additional point that the Rebbe explains, the unique quality of Chamishas above, is that Chamishas above is compared to Yom HaKippurim, since the Mishnah compares one to another. Nevertheless, it's on a higher level than Yom Kippur. Because Yom Kippur, a person does not eat or drink, it's prohibited. And Chamishas above, a person could eat and drink. So this brings out the essence of Tchiyas HaMeisim, when we will have Tchiyas HaMeisim in the redemption time, this is when the unique quality of the body will stand out on a higher level than the soul. And Memela, there won't be any need to refrain from eating and drinking by Tchiyas HaMeisim, it'll be Dafka Neshama Beguf Ve'Adarab. So this is basically the inyan of Chamishas above, which in Yom Kippur we don't have it, because in Yom Kippur a person has to remove himself from all the physical comforts that he is prohibited from doing on Yom Kippur. Of course, the inyan of Yom Kippur will also be when Mashiach comes. Its mitzvahs are nitzchi, is eternal. So it's a different aveda than the aveda of Chamishas above. Another example that Rebbe gives and explains how Chamishas above is on a higher level, this is based on what it says in the Tikkun Zeyar, that Yom Kippur is considered Yom HaKippurim, it is like Purim. Nevertheless, Purim, we accomplish all the revelations through eating and drinking. On the other hand, when it comes to Yom Kippur, a person has to refrain himself from all the physical pleasures. And finally, another insight from the Rebbe b'negiah to Shabbos Nachamu and Chamisha Sarbiyov. Some years they are on the same day. The 15th of Av is Shabbos Nachamu. So the Rebbe says the difference is Shabbos Nachamu is as it is a completion, a climax in Torah, because this is from the prophets, which is part of Torah. Chamisha Sarbiyov refers to world. It relates and reflects the full moon, which is something that's taking place in world. So it is a shleimus which is in world. As it is also understood from the union of prophecy that in order to solidify a prophecy that it should be fulfilled in this physical world, the Novi needed to do something physical in order to draw down the prophecy in this physical world, as it is mentioned in the Drosheh Haran. We will, Mir Hashem, continue in the next installment.